Good morning, and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on this third Sunday of Advent. The worship program for today's liturgy can be found online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live, or in the blue St. Michael hymnal, which can be found in your pews. Our celebrant for this Mass is His Eminence, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. Please now rise and join in singing our entrance hymn, which can be found on page 699 in your hymnal, on Jordan's Bank, page 699.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace be with you. And welcome to Sunday Mass here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral, on this third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday. We're grateful for the company of those who worship with us at home, unable to get to Mass on Sirius XM, the satellite 129, and the Catholic Faith Network, and our own live stream. And adding to the Rejoice Sunday is the company of our seminarians from the Archdiocese of New York. Good to see you, fellows. Thanks for being here. Bishop Massa, the rector, Father Veras, one of our distinguished faculty members. That we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily, we call to mind our sins and we ask for the mercy that Jesus, our Messiah, came to bring. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Kyrie eleison,
Let us pray. O God, who see how your people so faithfully await the coming feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now, the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn.
but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Gaudete Sunday again, everybody. Rejoice Sunday, this third Sunday of Advent as Christmas nears. I rejoice. I rejoice when the crowds here at St. Patrick are a lot more than those at Victoria's Secret or Saks Fifth Avenue. So this is cause for rejoicing. Now, pardon me for bringing up something that usually does not cause us to rejoice. In fact, it's been observed that the most despised, scorned, abused, cursed object around is the alarm clock. The alarm clock. Don't we all cringe and bristle when it rudely awakens us early in the morning? Some are even tempted to swat at it or throw it. Most of us try to ignore it. But how necessary the alarm clock is, right? As it summons us to arise, to get out of bed, to get going, to prepare for the day so that our God-given duties can be met. And then the day will come to a happy conclusion, when we can get back into bed for a rewarding sleep and set the alarm clock once again for tomorrow. Well, I bring that up, everybody, because for us believers, St. John the Baptist is our alarm clock. We hear about him every Advent as he attempts to wake us up during this season of preparation for the coming of Christ. We saw him in action this morning in the gospel, right? He gives us, if you paid attention, St. John the Baptist, our heavenly alarm clock, gives us a strategy, a plan, a regimen to meet the duties of the day, especially the demands of the day of the Lord, which we all await. He it was, St. John the Baptist, who rang that alarm clock for the people of Israel to wake them up for the day of the coming of the Messiah who was so close. And he it is, every Advent, who tries to wake us up, that the Lord comes to us now, every day in our lives, and that he will come again when he calls us home at the moment of our own death, and when he calls all creatures and all creation home at the end of time. Now, just what is this strategy, this plan, this regimen that St. John the Baptist proposes for getting us out of bed to prepare for the day of the Lord? Well, St. John the Baptist proposes four duties, four courses of action. Did you notice them? He proposes charity, justice, honesty, and gratitude. There they are. That's his regimen. Charity, justice, honesty, and gratitude. Let's look for a second at each of these powerful virtues. Remember the crowds on the banks of the River Jordan ask him, what are we supposed to do? And he answers, well, whoever has two coats should share with the person who has none. And whoever has enough food should do the same with others. Ah, there's the first duty of the day, charity, generosity. No wonder charity and generosity are such characteristics of this magnificent Advent and Christmas season. Last night I was out on Staten Island for Mass at Holy Rosary Parish. And as I was waiting in the back to enter, about 5 minutes before Mass would begin, the crowds of people were still coming in for Sunday Mass. And almost all of them were carrying bags of food, or clothes, or wrapped gifts that they would put under the Christmas tree to await distribution to those in need at Christmas. Charity and generosity. They heard the alarm clock. Here's number two. Even those despised, thuggish tax collectors shouted out to St. John the Baptist, well, what should we do? And he said, stop cheating people. Stop cheating people. In other words, treat people with justice, St. John the Baptist insists, anticipating the exhortation that his cousin, Jesus, would teach shortly, only treat others the way you would like them to treat you. That's justice. Well, then the soldiers and the police chime in. Ring out for us, alarm clock. Wake us up. What are we supposed to do to get ready for the day of the Lord? Remember what he said? Don't falsely accuse anybody. Well, there's the virtue of honesty, integrity, telling the truth. That's the third part of the Baptist's Advent regimen. And by the way, St. John the Baptist wraps it up, be satisfied with what you got. There's gratitude, the virtue of gratitude. Right before Thanksgiving, when I visited one of the prisons, one of the prisoners said to me after Mass, you know what? I'm grateful for what I got. God has given me all I really need. What I might want usually gets me into trouble. So I'm just grateful for what I got. Gratitude. The alarm clock buzzes. Not that sense of selfish grabbing entitlement so prominent in our culture today. Did you hear the alarm clock ring this morning? Charity and generosity, justice, honesty, and gratitude. Did those crowds on the banks of the River Jordan jump out of bed to begin those duties to prepare for the way of the Lord? Think again. They turned the alarm clock off. They rolled back over to sleep. As a matter of fact, King Herod would get so sick of the alarm clock, St. John the Baptist, that he would wind up having him beheaded. What about ourselves? Well, usually, thank God, we do pay attention to this strategy of generosity, justice, honesty, and gratitude for a while during Advent and Christmas and into the new year, but then forget about it. As we usually moan, why can't Christmas go on all year? Why? Because we usually, at best, push the delay 10 minutes more button on the alarm clock, or at worst, we turn it off and go back under the covers. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
We present our petitions for Pope Francis, for our shepherd Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among and within nations and for those suffering in war-torn lands, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that she may bring good news to the poor, healing to the brokenhearted, and liberty to the captives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the disabled, that the Lord may strengthen them by our assistance and make them firm through our support and concern, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. As we remember those who have died, I remember Alessio Cittadini, who died suddenly at 19 years of age, a friend of mine in Rome, and his grieving family, Claudio, Marella, and Valerio. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we ask the powerful intercession of Mary, our mother, St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. John the Baptist, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the holy sacrifice we offer, Lord, be offered to you unceasingly to complete what was begun in sacred mystery and powerfully accomplish for us your saving work through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when at last he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exalted in his praise. So, with angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, the hosts, powers, and saints of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Deus dicere. Pray from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Amen.
Please join in singing our communion hymn, which can be found in your hymnals on page 487, Come My Way, My Truth, My Life, page 487 in your hymnal.
Let us pray. We implore your mercy, O Lord, that this divine sustenance we have just received may cleanse us of our sins and prepare us for the coming feast through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of Mary, our mother, St. Joseph, her spouse, and St. John the Baptist this Advent, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our recessional hymn can be found in your hymnals on page 651, O Come Divine Messiah, page 651 in your hymnal.